AFA Action takes attacks on the family seriously. The enemies of the family constantly employ new tactics to try to sneak past our radar. They know if we stand together, their evil plans will fail. Your gift to AFA Action allows us to stay vigilant against their onslaught. And if you give this month, you'll receive access to the Cultural Institute video, When Your Faith is Illegal, by Frank Harbor on AFA Stream as our thanks. You can make your gift today at afaaction.net.
Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Hope you're having a great Thursday morning. Wanted to read to you from Galatians 4:16. Such a great question the Apostle Paul poses to the people of Galatia. So have I become your enemy by telling you the truth? That is a penetrating question. You know, if you tell people the truth, on things of consequence, you should not be their enemy. You should be their friend. We don't want our friends to lie to us. We want our friends to tell us the truth. I remember when I used to watch American Idol, and Simon Cowell, who is known for being brutal in his assessment of the people singing before him, he would say things to terrible singers like, "Who told you that you were a good singer?" "Well, everybody's told me that." "Well, they were lying to you. They were doing you a disservice. They shouldn't have told you that. This is not your gig. This is not your talent. You can't carry a tune in a bucket." He would obviously say some things that were really hurtful, but he would tell the person the truth. Now, we are to speak the truth as Christians, speak the truth in love. And so we don't just use the truth to beat people to death with it. You speak the truth in love, and you care for that person, and I care for you, so I want to tell you the truth. Now, all that said, to mention what Elon Musk has done for America. He has headed up the DOGE team, Department of Government Efficiency. He has created products that have revolutionized life. Life on planet Earth with his satellite internet that he's got, with SpaceX, with Tesla. I mean, that guy is amazing. And he has become one of the most hated men in America, and maybe even around the world. You know, Donald Trump is the number one hated guy in America and by certain ones around the world. And, you know, he's a polarizing person. People love him or people hate him. And those that hate him so much, they dream about his death. I mean, that is not an exaggeration. They would love to see him die. And Elon Musk, similar, because for this reason, because he supported Trump and because he headed up DOGE and because he was taking a chainsaw to all the waste, fraud, and corruption, and people hated that. And he's exposing things. And so the question can be asked, hey, have I become your enemy by telling you the truth? And so, as someone well stated, why in the world are people mad at Elon Musk for exposing the waste, fraud, and abuse? They are mad at him rather than mad at the waste, fraud, and abuse, rather than get mad at the people doing that. When I worked in the chemical business, there was a kind of a running gag that my company that, you know, you didn't say anything negative about anything going on with the company. And if you did point out something that was not good in the company culture, they would shoot the messenger. and you didn't want to be the messenger. Just, I mean, put a smile on your face and tell them this is the greatest place that you've ever been in your whole life. Because as the old meme goes, the beatings will continue until the morale improves. And so the shoot the messenger culture is not good. And that's kind of what has happened to Elon Musk. He tweeted out, "I did my best," or just "did my best." And I want to give a shout out to Elon Musk and just say thank you for what you did. I mean, what a thankless job. He did that because he wanted to help America, and he knew that America is in trouble. We can't keep borrowing money. We can't keep going in the hole. And seeing the waste, fraud, and abuse go unchecked, because eventually we're just going to go broke, and there will be serious consequences for that. But I wanted to play some clips because I think this is important to for us as Americans, for us who love the Lord and love our country and love the privilege that we have to live here. You know, so many people want to live here. As Charlie Kirk pointed out when he was on one particular college campus, the person he was talking to says, "I hate America." And Charlie says, "Well, do you have plans to leave America?" "No." And he said, "That shows you the greatness of America. Even the people who hate it don't want to leave." You know, if you were in East Berlin before the wall came down, you would say, "I hate East Berlin. Do you want to leave?" "Yes. Here's the, we'll open up the gate. You can leave." "Okay. Give me 2 minutes to gather my things because I'm out of here." No, they built the wall between East and West Berlin, not to keep the West Berliners out, but to keep the East Berliners in. You know, you have a bad system when the people are willing to risk their life to get out. What do we have in America? People are risking their lives to try and get in. America is not a perfect place, but you travel abroad and you see how much you love America, because it is the land of the free and the home of the brave, even though it's experienced a lot of hiccups over the years. Well, I want to play some of these clips. Jesse Waters talking to another individual, Charlie Hurt, about Elon Musk and Doge.
Elon Musk's time at Doge is coming to an end, starting tonight. Musk just announced, "As my scheduled time as a special government employee comes to an end, I would like to thank President Trump for the opportunity to reduce wasteful spending. The Doge mission will only strengthen over time as it becomes a way of life throughout the government." What do you think about him leaving at this point?
You know, imagine the frustration of a guy who has done all that Elon Musk has done, all of it through private enterprise. He's built rocket ships. He's done more to advance the electric automobile industry than any living person in terms of connecting people around the world to the internet. And then he's finally met his match. And it's the federal government. And he goes into the federal government and did an honorable job of cutting spending. But politicians can't keep their hands off of our money.
Yeah, so you run into the juggernaut that is the bureaucracy of the federal government. And, you know, Doge is going after that bureaucracy. But you still have politicians that are going to buck you, that are going to... they have special interests, and they're not, by and large, so many of them, they're not thinking about what is best for the masses. They're thinking about what is best for the people that are funding me and that kind of thing. This was Steve Hilton talking about Elon Musk. Well, maybe not. He's not coming up. Here is Secretary Bessent on the Doge team and Elon Musk as he headed that up. Nope, that one didn't work either. All right, well, we'll just go on from there, and just want to say, you know, when you do something that is good for others, you would think you would get a thank you, but Elon Musk has not, I mean, he's gotten a thank you. He's getting a thank you today from me and from many of the American Family Radio listeners. But, you know, the Democrats hate him. And, you know, people were firebombing his Teslas, boycotting Tesla. You know, Tesla has seen a 43% drop in stock price. Elon Musk, his net worth has dropped by anywhere from $130 to $148 billion. That's just since December, because he supported Trump and he's done what he's done for Doge. And so, you know, a guy that will do that, and as he said in one interview, he quoted from The Princess Bride, and he says, you know, there's a line in The Princess Bride where Inigo Montoya is saying to the guy that killed his father, offer me money, offer me power, offer me all these things. And he says, okay, I'll offer you, you know, money, power, whatever. And he says, I don't care. I don't care. And I love that about Elon Musk. He's not a guy that can be bought. He's not a guy who seems to care a lot about money. And as we've said on this program, we pray for Elon Musk that he would come to know Jesus Christ in a real and personal way. He's obviously extremely intelligent, taught himself rocket science, but he doesn't know the God of the universe who loves him, who gave his son on the cross, and who rose again from the dead for Elon's sins. And so no matter how smart a guy may be, no matter how powerful and wealthy a guy may be, if you don't have Jesus, none of that matters. We know about the rich young ruler in Scripture. You know, he walked away sad when Jesus said, give all you have to the poor and come follow me and you'll have treasure in heaven. And he was not willing to do that. And so now where is the rich young ruler? Well, he's not rich. He's not young. He doesn't rule anything. He's in Hades. And he had an opportunity to receive eternal life, and he turned it down. So we want to pray for Elon Musk, and we want to say to him, thank you. Thank you for all the work that you've done and that hopefully continues. Now, there was a interview that Pete Hegseth did, and he was talking about Doge and what Doge has encouraged him to do at the Pentagon. Nope. So, we will work on clips, but anyway, have I become your enemy by telling you the truth? Listen, we need, even if people get mad, we need to tell them the truth. I think about Stephen in Acts chapter 7 as he preaches. And what does he do? He speaks the truth in love. It is very pointed. It is very very much calling out the religious leaders. And he says, as he's preaching along, he says to them, you men who are stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears are always resisting the Holy Spirit. You are doing just as your fathers did. Which one of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? They killed those who had previously announced the coming of the righteous one, whose betrayers and murderers you have now become. You who received the law as ordained by angels and yet did not keep it. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the quick, and they began gnashing their teeth at him, and they cried out with a loud voice and covered their ears and rushed at him with one impulse. They didn't want to hear it. Have I become your enemy by telling you the truth? He was trying to help them, and they didn't want to hear it. And they ended up stoning Stephen to death. We're going to silence you. Well, listen, it'll cost us, and the Lord makes it clear it's going to cost us to be a Christian. In the world, you will have tribulation. He said to the disciples in John chapter 15, if the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. And a slave is not greater than his master. And so, you know, if they treated Jesus with such contempt and nailed him to a tree, what are they going to do to those who follow Jesus? Well, we're not going to be loved by this world, but that's okay. If the world hates us, we rejoice because so they persecuted our fathers, the Jews, the prophets. And so we just trust the Lord and we say, Lord, my life is in your hands. I want my life to count for you. Help me to speak the truth in love. You're listening to Real Truth for Today on American Family Radio. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. We'll be right back after the break.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at AFR.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here. As Elon Musk tweeted, did my best. Well, we are doing our best too here at Real Truth for Today. And we think we have these the gremlins taken out of the iPad that were causing the clips that we tried to play to not play. So this is what I wanted to play. Steve Hilton on Elon Musk.
It's a very fair thing for him to say, I've done enough. He did a huge amount to help President Trump get elected. And look at the consequences of that. An absolute transformation in American foreign policy, economic policy, leadership around the world. Just think about the difference between now and a few months ago when we had faltering, stumbling Biden and America being laughed at. Elon Musk played a huge part in making that possible. So I think he's a hero of the Republic for what he's already done. If he wants to get involved in elections in the future where he sees an opportunity, I'm not going to say no if he wants to weigh in the California elections, but I absolutely agree. He's done an enormous amount for all of us.
He definitely has. And, you know, somebody was posting and said the legacy media that you shouldn't believe what anything they say. They were the same group that lied about Joe Biden's health and were part of that cover-up. To me, once you lie to me and you don't make it right, why would I ever? I would be a fool to believe anything that you have to say. You know, I saw an interview with Chuck Schumer, and they were asking him about the Biden cover-up. And because Chuck Schumer was one of the big, you know, kingpins saying, oh, he's great, he's sharp, he's great, you know. And they were asking him about it. And he said, well, we're moving on. We're looking at the future. It's like, wait, time out. You don't get to do that. If you lied to the American people, then you need to own it. You need to face the facts that you did that. You need to confess that and say, hey, I'm sorry, I did that, and you make things right, and you try and rebuild trust. If you are part of the Karine Jean-Pierre, Jill Biden, Hunter Biden, Kamala Harris, a host of those who are covering, and you know, Chuck Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries, a host of those who are covering for him and getting the liberal media to go along with that, well, you are at fault, and you need to say, I was at fault, I was wrong, I shouldn't have done that. Until you do that, until you own it, then America ought to just write you off. Why should I believe anything that you say? Well, so the liberal media is trying to say there's a big fallout between Donald Trump and Elon Musk, and that's why Elon Musk is leaving. Well, as Elon Musk tweeted himself, retweeted, I'm a special agent employee. Special government employees, or special government employee, not special agent. Special government employees can serve 130 days. So for him, that 130-day mark is Friday, May 30th. There's no falling out at all between him and President Trump, but they want to create this. Oh, these guys can't get along. And you know, Elon Musk did say that he was disappointed in the big, beautiful bill from the standpoint of it raising the debt ceiling. And I think there's a legitimate, people can legitimately say, hey, I don't like that. Let's not do that. And, you know, I look at the situation with Donald Trump and how he handles America in terms of our finances as I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. And he is doing a lot to try and make us solvent again. This doesn't seem to be a step in the right direction as far as fiscal responsibility goes, and Rand Paul and others have called that out. But let's let him do what he thinks is going to put us on good footing. And those things are debatable. Some say, well, that's too risky, it's not going to work, just like his tariffs. That's never going to work, he's going to destroy our economy, blah, blah, blah. George O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, said, it's a risk, and it could work really well, and he thinks it will. Bill O'Reilly thinks the tariff situation is going to work very well. But it's a risk worth taking, and I think that Donald Trump has earned the right for us to say, you know, you're not a buffoon when it comes to business. You are a multi-billionaire. No, you're not Elon Musk, but you are very good with deals and with making money, and so let's trust you in this arena. Politicians aren't good at that, as was pointed out in the clip that I played in the first segment. They're terrible at that. They waste money like crazy. Government in general is terrible at doing things from a cost efficiency standpoint. Private business is good at cost efficiency, but government is terrible with that. And when you're playing with government money, it's like house money. Well, it doesn't really matter. When you're playing with your own money, you own a business, you're watching out for those things. So, all that to say, we need to be praying for Elon Musk, and we need to be grateful for all that he's done. And, you know, may God raise up more people who are not motivated by money, who are motivated by principle, who really want to do things to help Americans and to help the masses. I think that is commendable. Well, let me shift gears and talk about something that I think is very, very important. So on Wednesday nights, I typically preach every Wednesday night at First Baptist Texarkana, and we're going through the book of Hebrews. Hebrews is a tough book, a very Jewish book. And as Walter Martin once said, the cult expert, Hebrews is written by a Hebrew who's telling other Hebrews not to be Hebrew. You don't want to be locked into the old covenant, because there's a new covenant in Jesus Christ, and we have a much better covenant. Jesus is greater than Moses. He's greater than all the prophets. He's greater than angels. He's greater than anything. And the covenant that he brings, the new covenant, is greater than anything that we had in the old covenant, and just a great book. Well, in Hebrews chapter 11, he gives us the hall of the faithful. And he talks about Abraham. Abraham is one of the brightest stars in the Hebrew heaven. And then he talks about Moses. Moses is one of the greatest men who ever lived. Abraham, the father of all who believes, he gets 11 verses in Hebrews chapter 11, and Moses, right behind Abraham, he gets 7 verses. Other guys, Joseph, he just gets mentioned. Joseph in the Old Testament is one of the greatest men who ever lived. He just gets 1 verse, and others, time will fail me, he says, if I don't tell you about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, and Samuel, and the prophets. Samuel, great man of God. David, man after God's own heart. He just gets mentioned. But Abraham gets a lot of time and space, and so does Moses. And this is the thing about Moses' greatness. It says, by faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, the prince of Egypt, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. I love that about Moses. You know, Moses was reluctant when the Lord came to him at the burning bush. He didn't want to go. He kept arguing with the Lord. Moses, I'm gonna deliver. I'm calling you to be my guy as we deliver and as I deliver Israel from the Egyptians. Moses didn't want to go. Lord, I can't do this. I don't have what it takes. I'm not a good speaker. And all these excuses. But God wasn't going to let him off the hook. And Moses finally relented, although he was saddled with his brother Aaron as his spokesman. And that wasn't God's best, but that's the way it was. But it was as it encapsulates Moses' life. He gave up so much. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. And he chose ill treatment with the people of God than to choose and enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. You think about in your life, I think about in my life, you know, we're tempted with things. And, you know, the Bible makes it clear in James chapter 1, it uses terminology that's like a baited hook. Each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. And when lust is conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death. So the devil will bait the hook, just like a fisherman baits the hook, puts it in the water. They have the bait is there, the lure is there, the shiny object is there to get the fish, to get his attention. Oh, that looks so good. I'm gonna jump on that. I'm gonna bite on that. That is a pleasure I can't pass up. But it's a passing pleasure. And when the bass strikes that minnow and it tastes so good, it's so wonderful, then all of a sudden he realizes there's a hook in that. And now I'm hooked. And now I'm reeled in. I'm hooked and cooked, gutted and grilled. There's a price to be paid. And here's what Moses did. He said, I'd rather be on God's side. I'd rather be going God's direction than to enjoy that pleasure that is here today and gone tomorrow, the passing pleasures of sin. You know, sin is pleasurable, but it's only pleasurable for a season. And I think as Christians, we need to constantly remind ourselves of that because we're tempted. We're tempted in all sorts of ways. We're tempted in greed. Jesus said, beware and be on guard against every form of greed, for not even when one has an abundance does his life consist of his possessions. You know, hey, lie on your expense report. Lie on your income tax. You can get ahead. You can have this money now. You really need it now. Don't wait. And, you know, with sexual gratification. I listened to a sermon by John MacArthur, and he was talking about David and Bathsheba. He said, when David saw Bathsheba and he looked upon her, she was so beautiful, and he longed for her, and then he called for her, and he had an adulterous one-night stand with her. Well, he asked the question, do you think that was pleasurable? Of course it was. But what was the cost of that pleasure? It was a passing pleasure. And the cost was so very great. For this night of pleasure, he had a lifetime of pain. The sword was not going to depart from his house, as Nathan the prophet told him. And what happens in 2 Samuel, he commits adultery in chapter 11. He's confronted in chapter 12 by Nathan the prophet. And in chapter 13 of 2 Samuel, the bottom drops out of his family. And Amnon, his son, rapes Tamar, his daughter. Tamar was a half-sister of Amnon. And then Absalom kills Amnon to avenge his sister. And then we read about Absalom trying to steal the kingdom away from David. And then Joab, David's general, ends up killing Absalom. And it was just a disaster. He opened up Pandora's box all because he chose the passing pleasures of sin. Moses didn't do that. He considered the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. Hey, listen, you're tempted, I'm tempted, and sin is pleasurable. And whether it's lust, whether it's greed, whether it's plotting revenge and holding on to bitterness, there's a certain kind of sinful pleasure in that. But at what cost? We need to consider that the reproach of Christ and going God's way is going to pay. It just doesn't pay on the front end. See, the devil's temptations always pay, boom, on the front end. You get this right now. God's ways always pay out on the back end. The back end. And those blessings are yet to come. And so Moses set his sights on the reward. What comes for those who go God's way? Well, it's going to be worth it. And I think that we minimize that so often. You know, the Bible says, what eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has even entered into the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him. We can't imagine, our minds can't imagine how wonderful it's going to be when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be. My friend Ed Heinsohn, his daughter told me, you know, when her dad died, before he died, he was very lucid. Just leading up to his death, after he came out of the medically induced coma, and he told his family, it's worth it. It's worth it. God had given him a vision of heaven. He said, it's worth it. No matter what you have to suffer for Jesus, it's worth it. So stay faithful, because it's worth it in the end. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. And I would love to hear from you. We are up against a break. I'd love to hear from you. 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. If you have a question, if you have a comment, if you'd like to say publicly on American Family Radio, thank you, Elon Musk, for what you've done for America at a great financial cost, a great image cost, as he has become a hated man for doing what he thought was right. If you'd like to publicly express your thanks, that would be great. And if you have a question or comment, I'd love to hear from you. So 888-589-8840. Give me a call and let's talk after the break. Preborn is there for hurting mothers and at-risk babies, standing strong in the darkest corners of our nation. By sponsoring an ultrasound, you can be there too. One ultrasound is just $28 and doubles a baby's chance at life. Please donate your best gift to save more babies at preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email PastorJeff@FromHisHeart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today on American Family Radio. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. In this segment, we're opening up the phone lines, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. If you have a question, a comment, brief testimony, we'd love to hear from you. It's always a joy for me to be able to talk to our listeners. And we have been focusing on Elon Musk and just the efforts that he put forth in the Department of Government Efficiency and how he got behind President Trump in the election. He made a huge difference in the election. And the fact that he'd be willing to give up his time is worth so much, and to work tirelessly for the Department of Government Efficiency and head up that important department to eradicate waste, fraud, and abuse. They identified so much of it. We do want to see Pam Bondi go after these fraudsters and people that have been stealing from the American taxpayer, you and me. And those people need to be held to account for their actions. So we hope that takes place. But hats off to Elon Musk for all his hard work and at a great cost to himself, losing an estimated $130 to $148 billion since December, just because he helped President Trump and he became public enemy number one for pointing out what was going on in our government. Just amazing. Well, we want to go to the phone lines, and we have Barbara on the line from Georgia. Barbara, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you, Pastor Jeff. Well, I was calling in because I felt the Lord put on my heart to make a thank you gift for Mr. Musk for what he's done. I didn't know at the time he had a team, so I just started making these handmade cards, and I make some really stunningly beautiful handmade cards. I cut everything out. Sometimes I get laser cut products to add a little bit more flair. But I sent him a box of cards as a thank you. And I designed the boxes. I painted them. I put some space stuff on there, you know. And I made one for him and one for President Trump, because I feel that they're both doing the best that they can do. You know, I'm not happy about the Congress and how they, you know, have flailed. They're such weenies. Oh, just infuriates me with them because they won't have a backbone. But Mr. Musk put it all on the line.
Yes.
Him and Donald Trump, they put their fortune on the line. They put their lives on the line. And crazy people are out there trying to kill him. So I wanted him to know personally that there are people out here. And I'm not a wet blanket. I was in the military. I achieved a very high rank. I spend my time spreading the gospel now. So these cards have scripture in every single one of them. And from the first card to the last, it gives a glimpse. You know, I put like a full side of each card devoted to exact scripture. I didn't add any ad-lib on many of them. Mm-hmm. But it goes all the way from God created the earth to the word of God to the woman at the well, and, you know, and a few others. And then I put in there a call to salvation for him. You know, and I told him, quite frankly, you know, he's striving to find this superior being and to create one. And I just frankly told him he's not going to get that body of light until he comes to Christ. And I begged him to consider it.
Yeah, I'm so glad you did, Barbara. That is awesome. Well, thank you for doing that. Thank you for calling in and sharing that. And I just think that, you know, we have a tendency for those of us who are thankful and grateful for what people like Donald Trump and Elon Musk have done, putting it all—they're all on the line. They don't hear probably enough. Just like in church, you know, the pastor tends to hear from those who are upset and disgruntled, and he doesn't often hear from the people that are happy with what he's doing and encouraging and saying thank you, keep doing more of it. And so we need that. Everybody needs that. The Bible says, Hebrews 3:13, encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, lest any of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Now, Elon Musk has made it clear he didn't do what he did for money or for fame and accolades. He's got a lot of all of that. Almost 220 million followers on X, is the richest man in the world. But listen, when you get slammed continuously and consistently, and people are maligning your character as they do Donald Trump and as they do Elon Musk, that takes its toll. You have to have a special constitution to be able to handle that, because after a while, you're like, who needs this? I mean, as Donald Trump said when he recognized Elon Musk in the in his speech to the joint session of Congress, he said, hey, Elon Musk didn't need this. He's got enough going on. He can just, work on his companies. But he did this for the American people, and we ought to be grateful. You don't have to agree with everything he does. You don't have to agree with every decision he might make. Nobody bats a thousand, but we can all be grateful that a man was willing to sacrifice so much to do what he thought was going to be good for the masses. So thanks, Barbara. We have Randy on the line from Texas. Randy, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hi, Pastor Jeff. Want to say how much I appreciate and enjoy listening to your program.
Thank you.
And I wanted to publicly thank Elon Musk and President Trump for all that they're doing, and also to say how disappointed I am in Congress. Mm-hmm. I guess I could say I'm fed up with the Fed. I mean, they put us in this position. I think the American people probably as a whole, we've kind of allowed it to happen with apathy. You know, we're busy trying to live our lives. We mm-hmm. can't really track what they're doing. But I'm very disappointed that Congress is not following through and cutting a lot of these programs that we don't need to be spending money on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's one of those things, Randy. It's, you know, you cut a program and it affects, you know, these people, and those people are, you know, they're squawking, and they're in the ear of that congressman. You better not do this. And we had Congressman Nathaniel Moran from District 1 in East Texas. He was on the program a few weeks ago, and he did point out, he said, you know, President Trump can do things with his executive orders that are very, very fast. And he said, Congress is I mean, it doesn't operate that way, and it's a lot slower moving. And that is a frustrating thing for us, because we want to see things take place. But we need to pray for those guys. We need to pray for Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, and just ask the Lord to move in our country to bring us to a place of law and order, and that righteousness would prevail. So God bless you, brother. Thanks for calling in. We have Rob on the line from Arkansas. Rob, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hey, Jeff. Thank you. And, you know, you were just talking about people need to hear how they achieve their work every day. Well, I was listening to a sermon that you had pre-recorded last night about Samson and Delilah.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a really good sermon, but what we also need to remember is that with the forgiveness of sins comes repentance. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we get ourselves in a situation where we keep repeating the same mistakes, and we got God on our shoulders saying, oh, you did it again, didn't you?
Yeah.
And so I wanted to comment on that. But what I missed yesterday, because I'm a truck driver, I'm in and out of my truck, I missed yesterday an interview that you had with somebody. And you were talking about Dr. Ed Young and about heresy. I'd like for you to touch on that really quick and tell people where they can find the story of Samson and Delilah, because I think it's worth a reading. Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. I appreciate that. Well, Samson and Delilah, Samson was one of the judges. So his story is in the book of Judges. It begins in chapter 13. And it goes through until his death there in chapter 16. And as far as Ed Young Sr., you know, he was the pastor for 46 years at Second Baptist Church, and he retired very abruptly a year ago, Memorial Day weekend. And his son Ben is now the pastor, and lots of upheaval there at Second Baptist, as there's a group within the church. They call themselves the Jeremiah Council. They are suing the church, saying that they had a vote that robbed all the members of their say in the direction of the church, and all the power now is in the pastor. I looked on their website today, and I saw something. They said, you know, Ben said that we've always been a pastor-led church, and this group said that we've never been a pastor-led church. We're a congregationally led church, which is they're not understanding. Ed Young Sr. ran that church. He led that church. The pastor is the leader of the church. That doesn't mean that he just has a you know, a carte blanche to do whatever he wants to do. No, at our church, I'm the pastor and the leader of the church, but our church votes on things, and so I'll bring things before the church, and the church votes. That doesn't mean it's congregationally led. It's pastor led, but the congregation is involved, and we're not. If the congregation doesn't want to call person XYZ, I can't just make that go. And so we want to bring the church along, and that was the way the church operated, and operated well that way. But when they put it in the bylaws that all the power goes to the pastor, all decision making to the pastor, that's the issue. So a big mess. It's not good for anything. It's not good for the kingdom. But I appreciate you listening, Rob. Thanks for your encouragement. And we have Barbara on the line from Louisiana. Barbara, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you. I'm so grateful to be on. I loved all you said about Elon Musk. I'm in complete agreement. I don't see how people could not be open to what he has done for us. And I am so grateful that I can listen to your program. A friend of mine gave me her radio when she went into a nursing home. And her radio station picks up greater waves, airwaves, than the one I had. And your program, American Family Radio, was blocked out by this other program. And the past year, I've been able to hear you people, and it has been wonderful. And today, what you shared about money, I want to confess to you and to the world that I was hardened as a child by the deceitfulness of sin. Mm-hmm. And it has taken me a lifetime to see that what happened to me as a child before the age of reason has been a lot of work to take out. But the Lord has kept me, his eye on me. And listening to the American Family Radio and people like you have brought me to see reality clearly. Mm. And reality is a loving God.
Amen. Amen. That is such a great testimony, Barbara. Thank you for calling in and sharing that. And I'm so glad that the Lord has used American Family Radio and my program to encourage your heart. And we need to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. It is worth it to serve the Lord. Well, we have Dave on the line from Alabama. Dave, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you, Pastor Jeff. I just want to let you know that I listen to your show every day on AFR. And I want to thank you for your ministry.
Thank you.
I heard you say that, how can we thank Mr. Musk? And I prayed and I asked God, how can I thank Mr. Musk so that he hears my thank you? And then you opened the phone line. I want to tell you, I agree with everything that both Barbaras said. And I have prayed for Mr. Musk that he would come to know the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to let you know, he's many years my junior. However, all the great things he has done for this country, after me serving 24 years in the military, I call him Sir in all capital letters.
Mm. Oh, great, great word, Dave. Thank you for calling in and doing that. And, you know, he may never hear these things, but other people need to know that, hey, America is behind Elon Musk and Donald Trump and what they're trying to do, because I think they have motives that are pure and not selfish and not to feather their own nests. And nobody's, we're not talking about two guys that are sinless. They are sinful, but they want to do what's right, I believe, by America. And they're not governed by money. Neither of them take any money to do what they do. They're trying to better things for the masses. Well, I'm sorry, Johnny in North Carolina and Marty in Iowa. We ran out of time, but I appreciate you guys calling in, wanting to say thank you to Elon Musk. And hopefully he hears the voices of people just like you and me in everyday America that say, hey, we are grateful for what you're doing. Go out today, shine for Christ, share what great things the Lord has done for you, and know that God will use you as his witness. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.